This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India's role in global AI landscape. The participants are Dr. Pavan Duggal, AI expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist.
Artificial intelligence is a hot topic of discussion these days. Even for those who are not actively talking about it, AI, which primarily involves embedding intelligence into a machine, is set to impact their livelihoods in the near future. The transition toward full-scale AI adoption has already begun, replacing several jobs in the process. The Indian government is making aggressive efforts on all fronts to keep up with the rapid pace of AI development and its adoption across the country. Interestingly, because of the economic benefit that will give to India. And to discuss more about it, the impact, the discussion that are going on in the industry, we have Dr. Pavan Duggal, who is an AI law expert with us, to take the discussion ahead and explain all the nuances. Dr. Duggal, welcome to our show. So, sir, there has been a lot of discussion around AI, and the most recent development being OpenAI CEO, which is a pioneer in the industry, visited India and changed his comment or his stance towards country's AI potential. What do you have got to say about it?
The changed stand of Sam Altman to the growing potential of India is nothing but recognition altering ground realities. When earlier it was said that it's hopeless for India to even try to compete with OpenAI, that stand has now actually been modified to say, well, India is doing remarkably well. Well, when you are the most populous nation in the world, when you are the biggest e-commerce and digital market in the world, what you do as a nation, to a large extent, determines how the world looks at you. So the very fact that once DeepSeek got launched, the Indian government was very flexible enough to instantaneously announce the launch of the Indian foundational model for the work being launched therein. And we are expecting that in the next 10 months, India is bound to have its own foundation model. Having said that, I think any kind of a global race or global recognition of artificial intelligence developments cannot exclude India. Why? Because India has got some of the sharpest brains. Why? Because India has got a huge potential. Why? Because large number of these bright Indians are ultimately working in various of these AI companies who are offering world-class products. So it's only logical to expect that once India decides to put its act together, it will go ahead and make something which is going to make a difference. Also, what India does will to a large extent also be actually acting as a catalyst, as other countries, developing countries, are seeing India as a role model. So what India does will to a large extent influence how other countries are going to look at the entire issue of dealing with artificial intelligence, its adoption and its appropriate regulation. So all said and done, this is good development. The Indian thought leadership of the Indian government is very, very proactive on this space. The minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, has not only now announced work on this new foundation model, but more significantly has also announced that India is amenable to open to a new legal framework on AI. Now, considering that India has already chaired GPI and that it is a very important player at the global level, what thought leadership India can bring on the table in terms of regulation of AI at the international level and also the national level will be another important thrust area that the AI ecosystem stakeholders are beginning to look at. So it's an...
Let me come here in between before we get into some advanced level of discussion. You have explained very well the impact and the meaning of what Sam Altman said. But if we take a step back, many of our listeners who are on radio may not be able to comprehend what AI actually means for them. So if you can explain to us, people who are in rural area, what is AI for them and how it is going to impact them? If it's a few examples, it will be of great help. And then we'll come up with some advanced level of discussion on AI.
Artificial intelligence, in a layman's language, refers to the cognitive intelligence of machines. It's not a new concept. It got mentioned for the first time in 1956 by the father of AI. Since then, over the last few decades, we have seen some AI winters and some AI summers. Winters where less activity took place and AI summers where more activity took place. In a layman's language, if a machine is able to make a decision on certain data parameters that you query the machine for, that decision itself is arrived at through a process that we now know as artificial intelligence. So in a layman's language, if I was to ask my mobile phone as to tell me how the weather is going to be today evening. Now, that will mean that my mobile phone will not only go ahead and listen to my voice, but my voice will be transcribed to text. At the back-end level, through the intelligence of the machine will be able to find out what will be the potential weather that's going to be there today evening, and then communicate all this back to me. All this happens in less than a second or 2 seconds. So now, there's a new age, which is the age of generative AI. Earlier, we were only talking about artificial intelligence, which talked about cognitive intelligence of machines. Right now, we have now entered a new phase of growth of artificial intelligence, which is the era of generative artificial intelligence. That means those are algorithms, computer programs, to whom you can give any command. And on the basis of your command, the AI program or the AI algorithm will generate content. For example, if you are somebody who's sitting in some part of rural India, you would want to ask, can you give me a written essay of, say, 2,000 words as to how the crop patterns are going to be in the year 2025? I just need to give this command to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence will collate all the parameters pertaining to crop demands, crop trends, and then will automatically generate a 2,000-word article for you. All this without any help from you. The only input that you've given is your command. This is known as generative AI. But you are not only able to only generate text. You can generate audio, video, image as well. So supposing you want to create some new music, all you have to do is to give a command to artificial intelligence. Can you create some new music in this genre or in this particular time frame of history, which has not been created? It'll go and look at that particular genre, that particular kind of time frame in history, and then will create new music that was not known to humanity earlier.
Basically, it is taking away the hard work that and hard labor that people put in. Now, suppose I'm not an artist, but I can still create some painting for my hall, for my room. But will it not impact the original content creators? You talked about creating music also. There are so many music composers, musicians, and they have spent years in developing that expertise of how to play their musical instrument. They come and compose music. And AI is going to do that in a matter of minutes or seconds. So what kind of impact you see on those who are non-AI users as well? And also, how can they be protected?
There is going to be huge impact on both users and non-users. Why? Because what's happening is artificial intelligence cannot create something out of thin air. It creates out of the big data sets that are used for the purposes of training the artificial intelligence algorithm. That being so, it's being actually alleged and averred by different authors, by different musicians across the world, that their copyrighted works, whether it's original literary works, original musical works, have been actually used for the purposes of training these AI algorithms. And consequently, the output that the AI algorithms generate are actually a violation or infringement of their copyright and other intellectual property rights. So no wonder we are beginning to see a lot of litigation in the US. Even in India, a litigation has happened. ANI, which is a news agency in India, has already sued OpenAI in the Delhi High Court, saying that OpenAI is actually using the copyrighted content of this news channel for the purposes of dishing out content, which tantamounts to violation of copyright. So those issues will have to be addressed.
And even these calls are being made using AI, and people are unable to recognize whether the caller is the person whom they know or it's an artificial intelligence-based call. How do you see these things will be tackled by the government? And also, you talked about a case coming up in court, but you named an organization which has sued a bigger organization. However, if we see, there are people in rural area who cannot afford a lawyer like you, and they cannot come up and file the cases. What should be done to protect their rights in future? So there are two things. One is that what can be done to protect people from the frauds which are generated from the AI-based calls, and also how to protect larger rights of users who are deprived from various resources.
The question of internet fraud that's powered by artificial intelligence. Today, artificial intelligence is becoming more and more sophisticated, and consequently, it's able to generate false electronic records in the form of deepfakes. Deepfakes are false electronic information that's generated by artificial intelligence in such a convincing manner that the human naked eye cannot make a distinction as to whether it's true or whether it's made up or fabricated. No wonder Indians are increasingly becoming victims of deep fakes. Large number of deep fake crimes have already been reported in the public domain in India. And because people don't know that whether they are seeing is real or AI, they would often tend to get in a trap. So that's one big area people have to be careful of, because technology is getting very sophisticated. You also don't need to be a very prominent actor or an actress to be made a deep fake of. Today, there are tools which allow deep fake to be made virtually free for just about anybody and everybody. So this is one big problem.
But what about those people who are in rural area on 2G phones? How will they do it?
Therefore, the only way forward for protecting people in the rural areas is to sensitize them about the growing menace of artificial intelligence crimes, deep fakes, and tell them about these various combinations and permutations that are beginning to start happening. Because if you don't know about this deep fake or the misuse of AI, the chances of you being careful will be very, very less. So knowledge is power. If we can empower users in the rural areas by telling them that this is how artificial intelligence crime is evolving, this is how AI crime as an integral part of cyber crime umbrella is growing, then to a large extent, users can be more careful. They can adopt cyber discipline, cyber hygiene, and cyber due diligence for the purposes of safeguarding themselves. Today, actually, with the coming of AI, we have now arrived at an age where we must all inculcate an element of distrust and mistrust in our lives. We must not trust any information intrinsically till such time we have independently authenticated the correctness or veracity of the said information. So it's only awareness, it's being aware of the latest nuances of misuse of AI that you will potentially ensure that you don't become a victim of AI crime or misuse of AI.
And also, sir, if we talk about government is pushing a lot on AI, if you can explain the steps taken by government, and in recent budget also, finance minister announced that there'll be 500 crore allocated for center of excellence. In the past also, there have been allocation made for AI, especially for the computing infrastructure. Government has allocated 2,000 crore in this budget.
Center of excellence in AI for education. I had announced three centers of excellence in artificial intelligence for agriculture, health, and sustainable cities in 2023. Now a center of excellence in artificial intelligence for education will be set up with a total outlay of 500 crores.
So how do you see all these initiatives, and where do you see India is heading in the race of AI?
Well, first and foremost, the government of India needs to be complimented for its thought leadership and vision. That's the reason these distinctive allocations have been made in the Indian Budget 2025 pertaining to AI and emerging technologies. But we'll have to quickly realize that time is running out and we'll have to expend more. Why? Because artificial intelligence is a capital intensive game. When American companies are now putting in billions of dollars for developing new kinds of intelligence, and work has already begun in America on superintelligence, which is the next level of artificial intelligence which will supersede the cumulative intelligence of humanity as a whole, clearly we all have to invest a lot. But apart from investment into infrastructure, India will also have to invest in capacity building, in creating more capacities amongst digital professionals, so that we can actually provide an enabling framework for the growth of new AI startups. Already India has created a very robust AI or startup ecosystem, and more AI startups need to be encouraged. The fundings that the government of India has specifically allocated to artificial intelligence in budget 2025 is the right step in the right direction. But let's not expect the government only to do the funding. The corporate sector will also have to contribute and chip in. Actually, it's a shared responsibility. The quicker we start realizing that we are going to invest heavily on AI, the ultimate beneficiary will be the Indian nation and all of us. Why? Because once AI becomes a center part of our lives, then you are already in the race. So therefore, we can't afford to sit back and relax on our laurels. Artificial intelligence is also not a technology where you can say, hold on, let the world develop and then I will leapfrog. Why? Because technology is moving at a rapid pace. Therefore, the need will be that we invest extensively on AI, we invest extensively on creating more capacities concerning AI in the AI ecosystem. We create a robust AI startup ecosystem so that ultimately India walks in the direction of becoming an AI superpower in the coming times.
Thank you, sir, for explaining the impact of AI in detail and what's need to be done.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's role in global AI landscape. The participants were Dr. Pavan Duggal, AI expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.